The Gemara Maseches Shabbos records a fascinating discussion. The Gemara says, Tanna Rabbanan, the rabbis taught Ezahu Asher. What is the definition, or who is a wealthy person? And the Gemara actually launches into a fascinating discussion. Some opinions actually measuring wealth by the amount of fields, the number of fields, the number of vineyards, or servants you own. Some measuring wealth by the luxuries that you have in your home. But then the Gemara quotes a very simple statement, Rabbi Meir's statement. Rabbi Meir says, who is Ashir, who is wealthy? Koshieshlo nachas ruach ba'ashro. Now, literally translated, whoever has inner tranquility with his wealth. Nachas ruach, a sense of inner tranquility, inner peace. This is a person, ultimately, who is wealthy. Rashi HaKadosh comments on this, and he says, what does this mean? Sameach b'chelko im ma'at im rav. So Rashi understands that this Gemara is actually echoing a concept that we saw before in Pirkei Avos, Ethics of Our Fathers, Ezu Asher, who is wealthy, Hasameach Bechelko. The true measurement of wealth is not in the amount of money you have in the bank or the number of possessions that you own, but rather true wealth is defined by being happy with what you have. So I'll tell you, it's always interesting because it's always intriguing, this concept of the definition of wealth, of being happy with what you have. Because I've always felt there's a little bit of a tension. On one hand, we're told to be happy with what we have, but yet we're also encouraged to work harder and to try to have more, right? After all, again, don't we all try to be successful? I would venture to say most of us don't live life by this paradigm of feeling wealthy. Whatever I have, I'm a wealthy person. Most of us want more. We want to work harder. We want to accomplish more. We want to be more successful. Now, whatever, we want to use that success more to buy more, to purchase more, to do more. But it always intrigued me that Chazal are almost telling us, kind of be happy with where you are, be happy with what you have, and that's the definition of wealth. So I saw a beautiful interpretation by the Maharsha. The Maharsha comments, and I'll quote to you his words. He says, what does it mean to be happy with what you have? The Maharsha writes, Dahainu shenehene me'oshro, zel mikri ashir. Who is someone who is wealthy? One who derives pleasure from what he possesses. One who derives pleasure from what he possesses, that's wealthy. And I think the Maharshal is teaching us an incredible idea. You know, sometimes we go through life and we accomplish things and we acquire things. And the truth is, we accomplish something, we're happy for a moment, then on to the next thing. We acquire something, we appreciate it for a moment, then on to the next thing. And life constantly becomes about the next thing. People do this in their careers, right? They could have a very fulfilling and meaningful circumstance in their life, but what else is there? What other opportunities are there? And they're moving on. Or again, a person really wants something. And again, it could be a material possession. And they get it, they enjoy it, but now already the mind is racing. What's next? What's next? Says the Maharsha, Ezehu Ashir, and it's interesting, he says this is why the Gemara uses the wording, Koshiyeshlo Nachas Ruach Ba'ashro. Nachas Ruach, says the Maharsha, inner tranquility, where does that come from? By enjoying the things you have. We spend so much time acquiring things, and then once we have it, we move on to the next thing. And we do this in so many times in life. We get married, Emir Hashem, we stand under the chuppah, and a person says to himself, this is the best thing in the world. The best thing in the world. I'm set. I don't need anything else to make me happy. And then Sheva Brachas is over, and it's on to the next thing. And then a married person has a child, blessed with children. Oh, that's all I need in my life to make me feel fulfilled. Children, fantastic. And then that wears off. I mean, everybody loves their kids, but it wears off after a little while. And then it's the next thing. And I have a career, I have a job, meaningful, fulfilling, next thing. Now, sometimes going on to the next thing is good. And moving on to the next thing is powerful. But not if it comes at the expense of enjoying the present, of enjoying what you have. Ezehu Ashir, who is truly wealthy? Chazal are not telling us just to simply settle, and whatever you have is fine. Chazal are telling us to take the time to smell the roses. Chazal are telling us, you want more? You want to accomplish more? You want to do more? You want to be more? You want to grow more? You want to acquire more? Fantastic. Work hard and get everything you want. But make sure you enjoy the things that you have along the journey. And I think this is a challenge for so many of us, because we're often so caught up in the journey to the next that we forget to enjoy the things that we have. And I think one of the eye-opening experiences of these hard-to-comprehend days is that we've been forced to slow down. We've been forced to reflect. We've been forced to smell the roses. And we've been forced to find happiness, not in what we're going to acquire, but in what we have right now. With this entire episode, these days of the COVID-19 virus have forced us to stop, to remain in place, to look around and to reflect on the beautiful brachos we have. And in Mirat Hashem, when all of this finishes, and even during this time, each of us will go on and accomplish in different ways. But we have to take this important lesson, that as we journey forward to the next benchmark or the next finish line of accomplishment, let us always take the time to find the nachas ruach, the joy in the happiness, by rejoicing in the things that we already have.